Hi, I'm Marnie Schulenberg. I've written kind of an essay about the long, torturous, harsh life of a writer. And when I read the title, remember the first two words of the title because they kind of circle around toward the end of the story. Okay, it's called, Oh, Give Me a Word, The Disciplined Life. 8:10 a.m. Plop your butt down in the office chair. Hover over the keyboard. What shall you write for your group? You gaze out the window, chin tipped thoughtfully, and think, better walk that dog first, it looks like rain. 9:20, well, a girl's gotta eat. You'll think of something to write while you cut up this banana, add some yogurt, and sprinkle in some nuts and a little of that ground up flaxseed that's supposed to be good for something that might ail you. 9:25, big grinding noise up the street. What's up with that? You wander over to the window with your yogurt gamush and watch as the Luck family loses all of their huge and diseased silver maple. You eat slowly. It took over 75 years to grow that high and spread that wide. Maybe 5 hours to bring it down? There's something profound in that thought, some stirring nugget you can tease out for your group. You look at your watch, just past 9:30, hey, plenty of time. Time enough for the crossword puzzle. 10:18, done with the puzzle, except for the upper right section, which would be filled in if you knew a word for Gothic arch. Your best buddy, oh, Chris, would know. You could email her. Anyway, better check out the refrigerator before you get back to the computer. It's logical to plan a grocery stop for after your group meeting. That way you don't have to interrupt your writing. You catch an odor of something foul in there. The best thing would be to roust it out immediately. 11:20, there, how nice to have that refrigerator clean again. A slow leak from the milk carton left one of those stubborn gray patches on the glass shelf, which required some vinegar to scrub free. As long as the vinegar is out, why not decalcify that coffee maker? 11:35, look at that struggling cuticle on your injured finger. You were supposed to be tending that at least once a day. You need the cuticle pusher backer? What is that little dealie called anyway? Maybe you should just look it up along with the word for Gothic arch. 11:38, back in your office and good to go. You don't believe in the muse. What you believe in as a writer of some experience is discipline. Again, butt planted in chair, hands hovering over the keyboard. Cool. There go the wild turkeys stepping single file across your backyard. There used to be 12, now it's down to 9. Why do they walk in a line like that, you wonder? You drift outside in the mild drizzle with a cup of coffee, shadowing them cautiously through the grass. It'll just take a minute, this extended observation, and it's a writerly minute after all. Perhaps you could write a poem about turkeys, wildness, civilization, birth, and death. Okay, this is good. You like it. You've even got a title. Get in line to die. Or not. Isn't that kind of shallow, misleading, if what you're after is the existential dilemma of it all? 12:35. Well, that took longer than you thought it would. Your socks were wet. You had to change them. The coffee had cooled. That meant another trip upstairs. What can it matter now if you grab just one more fast minute to email Chris about solutions for that arch word, that arch clue? She's a crossword nut, and her Seattle paper gets the same puzzle. She'd have figured it out by now. 12:45. Your notes from yesterday's church council are sitting right there on your desk. Often, you wait an entire week before writing them up. You figure do it now while it's all fresh in your mind. 1:20 p.m. The neighbor's cat streaks across your peripheral vision. They call it Carrot. Carrot the killer is more like it. You're convinced that the cardinal nest outside your office window is empty because the mama cardinal was stalked and eaten by that horrid orange cat. Okay, concentrate here. Stalking turkeys, stalking cat, circle of death, wasn't that close to the theme of this poem you've chosen to write? 1:35, your email goes ding, dissolving your artistic focus on the blank, blank page. You might as well check, maybe it's Chris with an answer to Gothic arch. It isn't. Somebody named Gloria wants to increase the size of your penis. You don't have one. Hell, you'll check out the options for arch yourself in your specialized crossword puzzle dictionary. You find that one of them, H-A-N-C-E, can't even be found in Webster's. Here's another, though, with the right number of letters. You are, in this bright and shining moment, seized by a courageous impulse. you will live large. The word, oh, give, looks right back at you. Using pen, not pencil, you inscribe each letter in its little square. O-G-I-V-E. You stand back. There, you think. You've written something. Not too creative, not a story, but a word, a beginning.